Okay, today is Rosh Chodesh Elul. So I would like to discuss with you a few short ideas relating to Chodesh Elul. First idea, in the there's a sefer called The Wisdom of the Jewish Months. We once had like a small book review of this sefer, fantastic sefer by Tzvi Reisman. His name is C. Reisman. C. Reisman was, I think it was originally in Hebrew, one of his sermon was translated into English by Art Scroll. It was published only a couple of months ago. It's a fantastic sefer, divided into two parts. And he has some very beautiful ideas about the Jewish months. And one of the ideas, very powerful idea, God is from the B'nai Sasra. The B'nai Sasra, this entire sefer basically is based on the principle that each one of the months corresponds to one of the 12 Shvatim. Now, obviously, the 12 Shvatim are listed in the Torah in different orders, in different parts of the Torah. But the B'nai Yisasar, I don't know the source. He follows a certain pattern, and he says that Chodesh Elul corresponds to God, Shevet God. And it's, I don't think it's his idea. I think this goes back to earlier sources. There's an ancient tradition of how to match the 12 months to the 12 tribes.
What do you do with
Adar? What do you do with this? So maybe I think Yosef. Yosef, we divide into Ephraim and Menasheh. I think that's what he does. That's what it's done. This goes back to ancient times. There is an accepted tradition. So this is a given. I can't tell you what the source is.
I don't think so.
What?
You would guess something else.
Don is the Ma'aset Chol Machanos. So, but the truth is, it's not the last month. Adar is the 12th month. Adar is the Ma'aset Chol Machanos. So, I do believe he says that Don is Adar. I don't remember. I
think
this is only the 6th month. Okay, but this is a given. We have to just accept this for the moment. What the Lomdus is, that's perhaps for another time. But it is a given that Chodesh Elul corresponds to Shevet God.
Which mazal is it?
I don't know the mazal. I don't know. What's the mazal of Elul? Besula. I think it's Besula. Mazal of Elul is a Besula. A young woman.
That's right.
That's the mazal of
Elul.
Yes. It's Besula, correct.
That's true.
Okay, so this is a given. God. Now, once we know that the Chodesh Elul corresponds to the Shevet God, opens up for us a whole new world of trying to understand the nature of Shevet of Chodesh Elul. So the first idea he presents, he devotes quite a chunk to this idea, is God represents the concept of Mazel. When God was born, what did Leah say?
Ba God.
Good fortune has come. In fact, there is an Avodah Zarah called God.
He was Mahul.
He was Ba'az Nol Mahul, but Ba God, where is it's Orchim Lagod Shulchan. Orchim Lagod Shulchan. Those who arrange a table for the Avodah Zarah God. What's the form of the Avodah Zarah? It's to recognize that in life you're locked in. There's no room for mobility. There's no room to change your status.
Fatalism.
It's a theory in life that you're stuck. There's nothing you can possibly do, and that's the way it is. That is probably a greater meaning, a broader understanding of the Avodah Zarah, this idol of ancient times, whatever it was. God, people, you would arrange in their home a table for the idol God. And this is Amish Avodah Zarah, Amish Avodah Zarah, the real thing. But the word God, the way it's used in the Torah, it represents this concept called mazel. And in fact, Chazal tell us there is a lot to, we don't know what this means, but there is a lot to mazel. Every single person is born with a mazel. On the day you're born, the time you're born, there's a natural predisposition of how are you going to behave, if you'll be successful, if you'll be wealthy, if you'll be poor. There is such a thing. Hashem told Avram Avinu, Avram said to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma titin li v'nuchi holech ariri. Hashem said, Avram said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm looking into the stars and I see my mazel. My mazel is, I'm not going to have children. So what's this all about anyway? There's no future for me anyway. What's to make a difference? So Hashem revealed to Avram Avinu an awesome yisod that ain mazel Yisrael. It's true. there is a mazel, and if you do nothing, you'll be locked into a certain path in life, predetermined predisposition. But Klal Yisrael, especially Klal Yisrael, it's not much that it's not true for the world also. It could be that in the Umas Olam there is also some leeway, not the same degree as Klal Yisrael. But for Klal Yisrael, certainly, it goes without saying, Ein Mazel Yisrael, and a person can do things to change his situation. And the Gemara gives it an example, change Shini Mokoim, Shini Shem. There are different things a person can do to change his mazel. And the top of the list is, after everything is said and done, the Koyach of Tefillah. The Koyach of Tefillah is extremely potent in changing a person's natural predisposition to what was meant to be otherwise. And really, in essence, that's what El is all about. We come to the end of the year, you look back, and you realize a whole year has gone by, you're really locked into a certain path in life. I mean, that's really what it's all about. This is the life you've made for yourself. This is where the situation you're in. A lot of it has to do where you're born and time. But Elul is a zman of a ribuy of tefillah. It's the whole process of Elul is the time of tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim to receive the Luchos Shnios. It's the zman of tshuva, a zman of ribuy hatfilah, coming close to the Yom Hadin. And what the ribuy hatfilah is all about is to change the mazel. It's to change. And that's why it's matched up with God. These are opposites attract. It's a time to recognize there's God, there's mazel, bo God, bo mazel tov. God there was the way Leah referred to God with God's birth. It was a good mazel. But we take it in using, focusing on God, that God represents the concept that everyone has a certain mazel, and it's not necessarily good. But Elul is a tkufa to the tshuva, ribuy hatfilah, ma'asim tovim, hachana for the yom noiroyim, when it's the yom hadin, and on that yom hadin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change things mikotze el hakotze, from one extreme to another extreme. So it fits together. In order to deal with the problem, we have to confront the problem. The problem is mazel. The confrontation, the tool to confront it is tefillah, tshuva, ma'asim tovim, in preparation for that moment in time of Yom HaDin when the decision will be made if we will continue with the mazel or we will raise ourselves above the mazel. And Elul is the zman to confront God and to deal head on with the issue. Okay, that is one idea I found. It was a very beautiful idea. He develops in a very beautiful way. If you can get a hold of the sefer, it's very kedai. It's a very powerful sefer. Now let's go to another idea. This idea we discussed also at length at another point in time, that Hashem's name, I'm not into Kabbalah in any shape or form, but we know that Hashem's name is spelled with four letters, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Everyone knows that. Ki B'Koh Hashem Sur Olamim, Yud Kei Vav Kei, four letters. How many permutations can you have from a four letters? 24. 4 times 3 times 2. However, being that Hashem's name has a double hey, Yud Kei Vav Kei, there are two hey's, so the possible combinations of Hashem's name is 12. It's only going to be 12 times 2. Oh, that's so basically it comes out, again, these are a little Kabbalistic in Yanim, but you have a lot of very beautiful Jewish results from the Kabbalah, is that you can arrange Hashem's name in 12 different orders. There's Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then you can go backwards. Hey Vav, Hey Yud, and so on and so forth. Now, it's well accepted, and this is new to me, in the art school it says, in art school, you know, they're not into these type of things, but they write there that it's very common. In any Siddurim you'll find on Rosh Chodesh, they'll have for you all of Hashem's names, all the possible 12 ways of arranging Hashem's name will appear in the Bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim, Mechadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim, and when you say that Bracha in the Shemona Ezra, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim, you'll have in front of you in the Siddur all the different 12 different possible arrangements, and each, it's in the Siddur? Not in my Siddur.
It's in the Siddur, it's in the Oskol.
Oskol Siddur?
Really?
No, not Oskol.
Okay. In some of the Siddur, they have their Baruch Ato Hashem.
Look at it.
Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chadashim. They have the 12 different ways where you can arrange Hashem's name, and each one of those possibilities is matched up with one of the months. And during that particular month, if you're on a level to understand what this means, you should think about that particular order, because each order corresponds to a month. Now, this is seems to be well established as a given from time immemorial, where this comes from, these Kabbalistic concepts. What is the month of El? What is the Seder Hadavarm of El? Tishrei, I think Nisan, obviously, is the first. Yud Kei Vavke. There's a system to how you arrange the letters. I don't know what the system is. El, or Tishrei, Nisan, the first month is Yud Kei Vavke, as it's normal. When you come to Elul, the order is Hey, Hey, Vav, Yud. If you look in the Siddur, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh, Yisrael, Rosh Chodashim. When you say Baruch Atah Hashem, how should you think about our Kadosh Baruch Hu? Which order of the four letters? Hey, Hey, the two Heys together, and then a Vav and a Yud. Now, what does all of this mean? What's the meaning of this? So for most of us it means nothing, because we're not into these things. But the Darshanim, what they've done is something very fascinating. I don't know, we'll get all the sources. They've taken these letters and they found psukim which either begin with these letters or end with these letters, and they've taken a pasuk and they have told us the essence of this name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be found in this pasuk. Now, for example, if Elul is Hey, Hey, Vav Yud, whatever that means, and we want to understand on our very simple level that we have no understanding of Kabbalah what that means, they have told us, the commentators have told us, it's hidden in the words Utsidaka Tihielanu Ki. Since this pasuk begins with these four words, Utsdaka Tielanu Ki, and the last letter of these four words are Hey, Hey, Vav Yud, Utsdaka is a Hey, Tiyah is a Hey, Lanu is a Vav, Ki is a Yud. So the essence, if you want to take Kabbalah and you want to distill it for the common man who has no understanding of Kabbalah, you can find the deeper meaning of this name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this pasuk. Utsdaka Tiyah Lanu Ki. Utsdaka is Hey, Tiyah is Hey, Lanu is Vav Ki. Now, that sends us in a wild goose chase, so what then does this pasuk really mean? And that is an open playing field for all of the darshan. So Tzvi Reisman, he says an incredible vart. I think it's powerful, it's beautiful. I'm not saying exactly what he says, but they basically saw this come from him. What is this pasuk all about? It's Tzedakah Tehillim. Where does it appear in the Torah? It appears in Devarim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chafei. This is the pasuk that's part of the response to the Chacham from the Manishtana. Manish, the Chacham from the Manishtana. You always ever hear that joke? Someone says, oh, the Chacham from the Manishtana as a klutz kashan, right? Oh, yes. Oh, the Chacham. This is Manish from the Chacham from the Manishtana. Shudah kimashma. What happens? What does it say in the pasuk? I'll read you the pasuk. It's in Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf. Ki Yisholcha Vincha Mochar Leimar. If your child will ask you tomorrow, there are four sons, Arba Bonin. What? Mo Ha'edos V'Hachukim V'Hamishpatim Asher Tziva Shem Elokeinu Eschem. Oh, this is Mamish the Chacham of the Nashtana. Through the Kimashma. So what do you tell him? So we all the Haggadah. Take out a black magic marker and erase what it says in the Torah. The Torah got it all wrong. You tell him, Ein maftir n'achar ha-pesach afikomen. When you ever go to shul in the Balkari lanes, Parshas v'yaschanan, and he comes to Pasuk Chaf, Alfiyah Maritza Levincha, Avodim hayinu. And the tzibur screams, No, what are you saying, Skafira? What are you saying? Ein maftir n'achar ha-pesach afikomen. What does it say in the Torah? Say the Torah is pasul. Right? What's going on? No, it never happened in your shul?
No.
Never happened in your shul, okay. We daven in different shuls. So what's going on here? So what is the answer? The answer, so it's a very long response. I mean, it's What is it? The Amarat Levincha, you tell your child, Avod, Moibu, Fabim, Shai, Vayel, Sershem, Lokin, Yotcha, Zaka, Vaitna, Shem, Oysoisu, Mufsim, Gedoilim, the Rohim, and Mitshrain, the Fire, the Holy Vase, Lainenu. The old son was Abisham. Laman Havi, our son, Loslan, was our session, Shvala was saying, who? A whole history, synopsis, Jewish history, Egypt. And then we get into some instruction. Oh, it's one thing, you go take a course in ancient Greek history. Who cares what happened? Makes a difference? It's not going to make a difference what I'm having for lunch. Whatever happened, ancient history. Now the father gets very serious. By the way, my son, it's not just history. What happened? Vayitzaveinu Hashem. Hashem gave us commandments when it was all over. La'asois es kol ha'chukim ho'ele. It's a lot of stuff here. It's a book. 613 commandments. And what's the purpose? Now this is frightening, what it says. Li'yireas Hashem. It's not just what you got to do. You got to fear Hashem. Serious business. Elokeinu l'toiv lanu. And if you're not going to fear Hashem, it's not going to be good for us. If you want it to be good for us, you have to fear Hashem. You don't have a choice. And you know how long this guy, you got to do this, my son? Your whole life. Kol hayomim l'chayosenu k'hayom hazeh. That's a mouthful. Jewish history with consequences. You got to fear Hashem, and you got to observe the mitzvos so that you'll have a good life. It'll be good for you. And then we come to the pasuk of Elo. Hey, hey, vav yud. And my son, if you'll do everything that I've told you to do, and you'll fear Hashem, and you'll sweat, then Hashem will do tzedakah. There's a difference between tzedek and tzedakah. According to most of the commentators, not everyone agrees with this, he has a discussion, or Tzvi Reisman in his Sefer has a discussion, but basically tzedek means din, justice, din. Tzedakah with a hey, tzedek, when you add a hey, becomes from tzedek to tzedakah, lifnim yishura sadin. Above and beyond. When you give tzedakah, I don't have to give you tzedakah, get a job, go do something. I give you tzedakah, I'm giving you lifnim yishura sadin. Utzedakah tiyelanu, Hashem will do with us more than we deserve. When only? Ki nishmar la'asos, we will be on guard to do as kol ha-mitzvah hazos lifnei Hashem Elokeinu kasher tzivanu. If we are on guard, we're nishmar, we are on guard. Now, it's not clear in the pasuk. I'm telling you, it's a little abstract, and it has to really be ironed out. You have to look what he says. He doesn't. I don't think he irons all details. But his yesod is, I'm telling you, going a few levels, and the end is amazing. I think it's amazing what we're coming to at the end of all this. But look, one step at a time. There are two psukim. This pasuk of dal chav hey. The way he interprets chav dal is, you have to do the letter of the law. Pasuk chav hey is, you have to do, if you really want it to be good, you have to do lifnim yishur asadin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reciprocate with you, corresponding to how you deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're going to deal in life, letter of the law, Hashem, you put me in this world, you have to do your mitzvahs, I'll just do the bare minimum, and that's it. Okay, you can get away with it if it's really possible to such a thing to do the bare minimum. If you'll just do what's barely required of you, okay, it'll be l'toiv lanu kol hayamim l'chayoseinu kayayim azeh. But my son, if you will go beyond the bare minimum, you'll do what he's calling here lishmar. Lishmar. He interprets, this means to guard, but it doesn't mean only guard, it means to anticipate. The Aviv Shomar, the famous Vart, the Aviv Shomar Es HaDavar, when Yosef told Yaakov about his dreams, so his father gave his son Yosef Musar, what kind of crazy dreams are these? But the Aviv Shomar Es HaDavar, Rashi, what does it mean, Shomar? It doesn't just mean to guard an object in a safe, it means to anticipate. I'm looking forward to see the fulfillment of this dream. To see that my son Yosef rises to a position of leadership where all the brothers come and bow down to him. Mosayovo. Anticipate. So the way he interprets this pasuk, at least homiletically, a father says to his son, son, you want a really good life. There's a good life and there's a really good life. Good life is just fear God. Okay, that's a good life. You want a really good life where Hashem will do with you tzedakah? Be on the level of lishmar. Yearn, anticipate. When will I have opportunities to serve Hashem in an oifan mechudar? Lishmar, lishmar, nishmar ki nishmar lasos, the nun. Lasos is kol mitzvah zos. We yearn to be mekayim the mitzvos. You do that, my son, you're guaranteed a really good life. Tzedakah tielanu. Okay, so there are two psukim. The bare minimum, good. Nishmar, to yearn to do good, to anticipate to do good. You get rewarded with tzedakah. Okay, now, let's go to the next step. What taka do we say to the chacham from the manashtana? Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikam. What does it mean? There are many interpretations of what it means. It's a very complicated statement. Not so easy. But the simplest interpretation is you can't eat dessert. Everyone knows after you eat the matzah is a zecher for the Korban Pesach. That's it. No more eating. No more candy. No more kosher Pesach sponge cake. No more Coca-Cola. That's it. Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikam. Afikam means dessert. After you eat the Korban Pesach, no more dessert. Why? We want the taste of the Korban Pesach to linger in your mouth, in your palate, until tomorrow. We want, go to, now technically, al pi halacha, yinam chuyif, al meikar hadin, eat the Korban Pesach. I did the bare minimum. Hashem, you want me to eat the Korban Pesach? I eat the Korban Pesach. But there's a higher level. A higher level is you eat the Korban Pesach, and let it remain with you as long as possible. The spiritual experience of reliving the Exodus, let that taste of freedom, of chayrus, of geula, gilu shchina, let it remain with you. Don't run to every narishkeit and go follow your heart's desire and listen to the Yetzer Hara dul mishagasim. Cleave to spirituality. So Rav Tzvi Weizmann says that when we say to the Chacham from the Manishtana, Ein Ma'afin Achar Pesach Avikom, what we're really doing is, we are summarizing these five, six psukim, whatever they are. There's Jewish history, there are consequences. Consequences, so you have to do the mitzvos, and there are two ways to do the mitzvos. You can do the mitzvos either bare minimum, or you can nishmar lasos. The theme of cleaving that ain the Pesach should, the taste of the Pesach should linger in your mouth, in essence, is nishmar lasos. Anticipating, yearning to attach yourself to spirituality. If that's what's in your mouth, the tam is in your mouth, you don't let it dissipate, you don't take it away, that's the same thing as being nishmar lasos. In essence, you're yearning, you only want spirituality. I don't want to go take another piece of food because that's going to take away my desire to hold on to the kedusha of Pesach. Okay, that is how he explains the Chacham's answer, the answer we give the Chacham of the Manishtan. It's not really a contradiction or a different theme than what it says in the Pasuk. It's really the same theme. It's the highest level of the response that the Torah gives. We are summarizing it and we're putting in the different words that relate to what's happening the night of Pesach, but it's really the same idea. What is Elul? Elul is the end of the year, in a certain respect. It's not the end of the calendar year because Tishrei is the seventh month, but it's according to one opinion, but Tishrei Nivra Olam, according to Rabbi Eliezer. It is, to a certain degree, Rosh Hashanah. It's not called Rosh Hashanah for nothing. Not for nothing. What, when you come to the end of the year, you reflect, right? What happened this year? Well, we start off with a Rosh Hashanah, and there was a Yom Kippur, and there was a Sukkot, and there was a Chanukah, and a Purim, and there was a this event and that event. And there were many spiritual events that happened throughout the year. You go through a whole year, you go through many things, and everything takes a toll on your neshama. Now you're coming to the new year. How do you want to walk out of the year? You want to walk out with the taste of spirituality. Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikomen. We're now the 12th month. The 12th month is a time to focus that the taste of the year, we should walk out of this year with the taste of spirituality, not with the taste of narishkeit. Just like when you finish Pesach, Pesach ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikom, and don't eat dessert, so that the taste of the current Pesach should linger in your mouth when you take leave of the year. What should you take away with you when the year is over? What should be the taste when you look back? Tav Shin Ayin Gimel. What was that year all about? You should look back and say that was the year of spirituality. That was the year of kedusha. In that year, this happened, and that happened, and that made me a better person. That made me brought me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the essence of Ein Maftirin Achar HaPesach Afikomen. And where is that captured? That's captured in the beginning of the Pasuk, Utztaka Tihi Elanu Ki Nishmar La'asos. The Pasuk of Utztaka Tihi Elanu, you see, we're going back in steps. Utztaka Tihi Elanu Ki Nishmar La'asos are the letters Hey, Hey, Vav Yud. And this pasuk is the response to the Chacham from the Manishtana, which we summarize and we put in the words of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen, and this is being applied to Chodesh Elul, because Chodesh Elul is when we take leave of the year. It's the last thing. It's the Afikomen of the year, what we call the Afikomen, and it's our desire, that a reminder to us. We leave the year. It should be a year of kinishmar lasos. We yearn. We anticipate to do Hashem's ratzon, and then we'll know utztaka tielanu. When we'll come into the Yom Hadin, it will truly be a tkufa where Hashem will reciprocate and give us a really good life, not just a good life. Okay, so am I being clear? I'm being clear. Just review the points. We'll stop. The points are, we have here 12 ways to order Hashem's name. The way the Hashem's name is ordered for Chodesh Elul, Hey, Hey, Vav Yud. We have no idea what that means. But the Darshan tell us, if you want to get a little bit of a taste, look at the Pasuk, Tztaka Tielanu Ki Nishmar Lasos, Hey, Hey, Vav Yud. That captures the essence of Chodesh Elul. That Pasuk happens to be the response to the Chacham from the Manishtana. In the Haggadah it says, Ein Maftinach HaPesach HaFikoymin. Those words are really another translation, a loose translation of Ki Tztaka Tielanu Ki Nishmar Lasos. And the essence is, you have to live a life of serving Hashem with anticipation. And that is captioned, that it should linger in you. And that is the essence of Chodesh Elul. When we take leave of the year, we want the Kedusha to linger with us. It should be the last thing that's in our mouths, not other mundane activities. Alright, have a wonderful day.